Tammy on KSON 833-287-1037.
And that's all I need to know about you.
It's your opportunity to get things off your chest, something you see, hear, or witness that makes you say, man, that's all I need to know about you. Off to Chula Vista we go and say good morning to Michelle.
Michelle, that's all I need to know about you. Go ahead.
Okay, so if we are driving side by side and I can't hear the music in my car because the music in your car is so loud, that's all I need to know about you.
Okay, so clearly this happened just recently.
Yeah, yesterday just.
Okay, so what were they listening to that was interrupting you?
Right? I actually don't know what it was. It was very loud. It was some sort of rock and roll I don't listen to, but, you know. And there was a dog in the car. So I'm like, your dog is deaf. Because
they're cranking
because
that
music.
You know, this is actually pretty funny because if we think about it, if it was a song that we loved, you know, we'd probably be a little less irritated by it. But, you know, if you're like listening to Luke Bryan, you know, or maybe a Keith Urban ballad and somebody pulls up next to you playing Disturbed.
Oh, ah, get up, come on, get down with the sickness.
I mean, there's a time and a place. Sometimes I do like Disturbed, but if your windows are up in your car and mine are up in my car and I can't hear my music because yours is playing, that's too loud.
Yeah. Well, and you can't hear ambulances or police or, I mean, it's just, and it's hazardous.
And it's also, let's be honest, it's that darn rock and roll is what it is. Wait a second. I'm sitting here at the red light. I'm enjoying my peaceful drive. All of a sudden, I hear some hippie next to me with a rock and
roll. Hippie.
And he's got a dog with him. That dog, I'm sure, is deaf because of the rock and roll.
Yes, because now all of a sudden we're all 85.
I like Disturbed as much as the rest of us do, but I like some quiet time, too. And what about the dog? I'm just playing. I'm sorry. 833-287-1037. That's all I need to know about you.
Those moments in time that make us say, ugh, that's all I need to know about you. Call with yours right now with John and Tammy on KSON.
Cedric's in College Area. Cedric, that's all I need to know about you. Go ahead.
When you go to, like, a friend's house or go to someone's house for the first time, and they have a dirty bathroom. That's all I need to know about you.
Oh, Cedric, that is such a good one.
It's totally true. I was just talking about this with my niece, and I was talking about, like, you go into someone's bathroom and you notice it's dirty, and then you start noticing everything is dirty, and you go to use, like, the hand towel, and it's you wonder if they've ever even washed it because it's almost hard.
Oh, that's
wiping
so
their hands and stuff. Oh, ugh.
It's almost hard.
Yeah.
Cedric, does that sound familiar, man?
Yeah, I went to a buddy's apartment over here by state, and it was nasty. Toilet was all dirty. I was like, come on, man.
Meanwhile, who are you hanging out with that has a towel that's so dirty it's hard, Tammy?
Well, it just is dirty with, you know, hands. Everybody wiping their hands. It's just soap and everything. Ew.
Last week, my daughter and her boyfriend were at our house, and he came from work, wanted to shower before they went out. I mean, whatever, you know.
Yeah.
He's kind of family now.
Sure.
But I didn't like how my bathroom was. It wasn't ready for guests.
Uh-huh.
And he said to me, oh, that's okay. I was in a fraternity. I'm like, dude, I don't want to be compared to a fraternity dude's bathroom.
Not now.
Is there anything worse than a college dude's bathroom? Anything? No. The answer is no. What's the acceptable cutoff age for having a sloppy bathroom and getting away with it? I mean, you got, what is it, mid-20s?
I'm just to say whenever you get out of college.
College grad, okay. All right.
Big boy house, you should learn to do big boy laundry and big boy cleaning supplies.
You see, now I'm paranoid. Now I'm paranoid that my bathroom's a mess. I've been sharing a one bathroom house. There's so much hair. So much hair everywhere. 833-287-1037. What's going on in your head causing you to say that's all I need to know about you? John and Tammy in the morning on 103.7 KSON.